Chapter 6. The Pure in Heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Matthew 5, verse 8. Those of us who are sufficiently pure in heart will now happily take the step further and be released from all individualism. For to consider oneself an individual is automatically to set oneself apart from the whole. Mind or consciousness cannot be individualized into minds, nor life into lives. Only as we give up a suppositional individuality or individualized consciousness may we rightfully lay claim to the fullness of God, the whole. No longer need one attempt to heal minds or individualities, diseases or inharmonies, but seek rather to relinquish and efface all sense of multiple individualities and their essential restrictions or problems, in order to consider the perfection and completeness of life and being as an infinite, indivisible whole. How easy to see that spirit cannot be sick, poor, unhappy, deluded, or at war with itself. Nor could there exist in it any imperfection, inharmony, or limitation of any kind. Limited vision shall be swallowed up in the infinite ocean of purity, love, and understanding. And the definite knowledge of the one indivisible life in being shall glorify and bless all who will accept it, even as light illumines the darkness. Our desire or effort to be rid of the appearance of any personal failure or discord must now be completely relinquished, for the greater desire and effort to be pure in heart, that is, to acknowledge perfection as one infinite all and whole, indivisible and at hand. Giving up the defective viewpoint which deals with individualities, bodies, and human experiences, and placing our full vision, love, and trust on perfect being, perfect body, and perfect universe as one indivisible whole, we are bound to experience peace, harmony, and wholeness, and the abundance of every good and perfect thing. Those who refuse to make the great surrender shall continue to sit in darkness and dream of many men, many wars, many minds, and many distressing experiences. It takes purity to see purity. So long as we are not pure in heart, we are destined to see problems, warfare, and suffering. For the notion of separateness and individualism unfolds all the suffering on earth. Man, seeing man, prays for peace, but the one, seeing the one, enjoys peace, harmony, and blessedness. Not my will, but thine be done, said Jesus, completely releasing himself from the personal sense he had assumed for our sakes. Whenever we are willing and ready to accept the one as all and the all as one, we too may be certain of peace, harmony, and happiness. Seeing, then, that this is what is really required of us, in order that we take leave of a far country, let us hasten to follow the way-shower, nor think it robbery to be equal with him. Open the door, and I will come in, is the soft insistence of the Christ. Open your heart to admit the astonishing new revelation that you are the unchangeable truth, and not the unchangeable student. Be still and know that I am God, and that there is no other I. Hereafter, seek not for statements or formulas to be memorized, but consider the self as able and willing to reveal to you whatever it is you desire to know. The one divine mind is now your own self-revealing. Believing that you are a spiritual idea, you cannot claim to be the divine mind, nor are you embracing Jesus' teaching. Your every thought and reason is built upon the mistaken premise that you are man, an individual, not upon Christ's teaching, I am the truth. Everything depends upon our devotion and adherence to the one whole which is complete in perfection, harmony, and immortality. Thus shall we come into the new day and partake of the fullness and the purity of being.